This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone, to our 20 minutes to 12. Wow. Matzi Shavasa Batamas, our third shir of the evening, Mishneh Yaimis, sponsored by the Fish family, Leonishmas Basi Bas Robert Shalom Ben Avraham Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvein, Leonishmas Dov Ben Chaim, for Shalem, for the Yomosh Ben Chai Sar, Yaakov Ben Basi Aleah, for the Schutz of Avraham and Yom Benish Ben Malki Yudis, for Yol Klugman and family, Lerafur Shalem, for Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashir Aleah, Moshe Ben Esther Fradel Chana Bashar Jabina, Rivka Bashir Aleah, Meir Ben Chayesar, they should have a Rufu Shalem, a Besek Shachar Le Yisrael. 15th Perek, Mishnah Beis. Aruvois Shel Nachtoimim. The flat boards that the baker arranged the chalas on before putting on an oven. This is interesting. We would say it's wood and it's flat, it's not mekabel tuma. But because it was such a clear utensil, rabbinically they're tmeis. But shel bali batim, those of amateurs which are not so clear that they're a keli, they're tahoros. Sirkon or kirkamon, but if the amateur painted it red or yellow, making it clear as a keli, even by the amateur it's tmeis midrabana. Daf shel nachtoimim shekavu bakaisim. A silver shelf of the baker that was attached to the wall. Rabbi Eliezer Mitar, because as we know, if it's attached to the wall, it's considered mechubel lekarka and it's dark. The Chachamim say, since it was a keli before, it remains tuma. Sroid shel nachtoimim. This is a flat board that the baker cut the dough on. Again, it had a clear shame as a keli. Therefore, it's tame. Michelle Bali Batim, but the amateur, since it's flat, wear tar. However, gifafoy me'arba ruchaisav, if he made a rim around the four sides, then it's a wooden keli with an interior, that's tame. Nifritz miruach achad, if one of the sides broke, so it doesn't have a full interior, tar. Reb Shimon Aimer imiskinu liyais kairetz alav, if the balabayas made it fancy to cut on, so then tummy. Again, it has a shame keli, even if it's flat. The chena marai tummy, this is interesting, a rolling pin. Even though it's wood and it doesn't have an interior, it's tummy. Yam nofa shel salosin. This is the mesh part of the sifter of flour makers. Now it's the mesh screen is made out of animal here. Now if it has an interior, it's tummy. But here, even if the screen is removed, it still is mekabel tummy because sometimes they remove it to clean it because it's used so often. But for shel bali batim, the homeowner, it doesn't have to be removed. If it's removed, it's tar. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, af shel goydeles, the mesh screen of a hairdresser, tummy meshiv. It's mekabel an avatuma if a nida or a zava sits on it. Why? Because the hairdresser puts it under the women when she does braids the hair so that the dandruff and the hair should fall onto the screen. They sit on it when the hair is getting braid. And something that's meant for sitting is mekabel and avatuma from a nida. And once it's mekabel of tumas mishkav and meishav, it's mekabel other tumas like tumas oil, etc. Whoa. Triple crown tonight. Shir Matzah Shabbos at 10:45. Shir on next week is 9:05, 5 minutes earlier. Thank you very, very much for joining us and have a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.